Okay. Just to add one point before we continue with Siman Tov Chof, we spoke about Suda on Shchodesh, to add a bit of food on Shchodesh. We spoke about the Mi Yeshiva, the extra yogurt, the vanilla one. Pardon? Very good. So that's exactly the point. Yes, the answer is yes. There is a fascinating shatzin, though. I don't know why the shatzin. I don't know where that comes from exactly, but he says okay, so what happens on Shabbos or Shchodesh? Shabbos or Shchodesh? So you're going to have an extra dessert. So instead of extra food, yeah. So instead of just having a vanilla ice cream, you're going to have chocolate as well, yeah?
Some should make a kiddush.
Ah, yeah?
I think so, don't they?
I don't know, yeah.
Okay,
yeah? So there is an interesting shatzin. I don't exactly know where that comes from. And it says that if you just can't eat more on Shabbos, and you just can't anything, just because it's Shabbos or Shchodesh, you don't know what to add anymore. That's it. You've had five courses, and there's nothing else you can add. So the shatzin says, in Tzivkotn Hey, he says that if you can't add anything on Shabbos, then you can add a bit of food on Melavad Malka. After Rosh Chodesh. That means it's not really strictly speaking Rosh Chodesh anymore. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And after Nacht, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Nevertheless, the Shatzin says it's okay to add that Rosh Chodesh food on Melavad Malka past Rosh Chodesh. That's what the Shatzin suggests in Sifkot and Hay. Yeah. But on a regular weekday, we should... just add something in honor of Rosh Chodesh. All right, tonight we're going to be learning Tov Chof, Tov Chof Aleph, Tov Chof Beis, Yemir Hashem. At least some of Tov Chof Beis. This is talking about somebody dies on Rosh Chodesh, are the women allowed to wail, to be mekoinen? So, al ameis noshim ma'anois. If somebody dies, ba'minon on Rosh Chodesh, women are allowed to be ma'anois. What's ma'anois? Shekulon oimrois ke'echot, it's a type of wailing. Shekulon oimrois ke'echot, all of them cry out and they say this wailing paragraph, they say it together. That would be okay. Umetapchois, that's a clapping out of pain and sadness because of the misa. It's clapping. So women are allowed to be ma'ane, which means wailing altogether, and they're allowed to be metapeach, means clapping, hand on hand. But avoloi mekoinenois, but they're not to be mekoinen. What is it to be mekoinen? They wouldn't be allowed to do the following. Shetea achas omeres, that one of the ladies says certain paragraph, which is particularly saddening and particularly... And the other ladies, Oinois Achareo, they will reply after that and say it after her. That wouldn't be okay. That's an additional, an extra level and layer of kinah, of sadness. And that additional level, that's also on Rosh Chodesh. So again, to me'ane, to all cry out together, that's okay. To clap, to metapach, that's also okay. But to be mekoinein, which is one says and the others return, that's even more, that would be also on Rosh Chodesh. Everything we said until now is before burial. After kvura, v'achashenik ba'ameis, after kvura, loy me'anois, v'loy metapchois, you wouldn't be allowed to do the me'anois, and no metapchois, you wouldn't be allowed to do that, because the level of avelos drops significantly after the actual kvura. So after kvura, it's not permitted not to be ma'ane, not to be mitapeach, and certainly not to be mekoinen. Siv beis, omim tzidu kadin v'kadish, when does say tzidu kadin, Again, Bar Minon, if somebody is Nifta, one does say Tzikadin, and one does say the subsequent Kaddish. Ve'eno Egin Kain, the Ramah says, we don't say Tzikadin, and we also don't say Kaddish. I'm Be'eredea, as discussed in Yeredea, Ve'chein, and similarly, Be'chol Ayomim, She'enoim, Ve'en Tachan, all the days, that we do not recite Tachanon, we also do not say Tzikadin ve'Kaddish. Ve'chein, Be'erev Shabbos, Achatzai, similarly also, on Friday, after midday, we will not say, not Tachanun, not Tzidik HaDin, not Kaddish. V'yesh Oim, some say, Shem Kovrin Meis Balayla, if a Meis is buried by night, She'enu Oim Kaddish, the custom is in many places, you will not say Kaddish, and you will not say Tzidik HaDin. Kaddish, as the Mishnah Berurah goes into this Kaddish, he says that it's the Kaddish, Mishnah Berurah says the Kaddish Acher Hadrosha. After Hespet reciting a Kaddish, that's the Kaddish that he's referring to over here. Simen Tov Chof Aleph. Uvkias Uvroshe Chodsheichem Koidim Psuke de Zimra. The halacha of reciting Uvroshe Chodsheichem, the Psukim, which talk about Rosh Chodesh in the Torah, to recite them before Psuke de Zimra. It's printed, isn't it? Ramah says, as Shulchan Aruch says, Noegin be'Ashkenaz, the minig is in Ashkenaz, she'omrim, that we recite, yes, by the Kobonos, yes, so that's what he says. Noegin be'ashkenaz she'omrim parshas v'rosh chodsheichem. The meaning is said by the korbanos after you say tomid that you say that shachis achar parshas tomid. After you say parshas tomid in the morning, p'davar shel moshe lemet sabes meisol v'atolem is kol milachem leishai. After you say parshas tomid, that you say also the psukim relevant to Rosh Chodesh. Svart Energin the Omron in the meaning of the Svardim is not to recite it. Lefi, since Shasid Liko is also Bisefatoya, since that will be recited later, Madeleining later, therefore you don't have to say it earlier. Interesting. What is the point of saying the Vashe Chodsheichem? Why do we say Vashe Chodsheichem? So the Mishnah Berurah says the following reason. Why is the Minhag Ashkenaz to say it? Shomim Pasha Rosh Chodeshim Lekidei, in order lefasem, to publicize Shur Rosh Chodesh, that is Rosh Chodesh. Now, gentlemen, this is a little bit, I don't fully understand that. Is that a way of publicizing in Rosh Chodesh? People, you know, they say Pasha Tomid, not to say, we say the Pesukim Rosh Chodeshim. Is that a way of publicizing? It will go, it will spread out, people will know it's Rosh Chodesh. So what you are saying is actually brilliant, because that is actually what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Aruch HaShulchan says something slightly different. Aruch HaShulchan says, the reason why, the meaning is to recite those psukim, is for us to remember to say Yale V'Yovoi. Now that I hear. You know, when we say, you know, everybody, we say Rosh HaShulchan, people say, that's not just a, he said it specifically to remind us to say, Yale V'Yovoi. I hear that. But from the Mishnah Berurah, it appears a slightly different point. It's just a point of publicizing. It's a way of publicity. That today, gentlemen, you've got to know it's Rosh Chodesh. I don't know if it's Yalev Yovai aspect. It's slightly different. But what you are saying is what the Aruch Shulchan says, that yes, we do say the Psukim before Psukim Dezimri in order to remind us that we're going to say Yalev Yovai. Okay. How about going to go to a base olim, to go to base akvaros on Rosh Chodesh? Shame Jonathan is not here. He will tell us if there is any particular customs. What if a yahrzeit to go to the base akvaros? So we learned in the earlier sermon that there's a certain level of wailing which is not permitted on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is as to whether when he's allowed to go yahrzeit to the Beis Olam, to the Beis HaKvaros. The svar not why it should be also, why, the reason why it should be mutter. also that it's a bit like, since we have covered now numerous halachas that teach us there's an element of moyed on Rosh Chodesh, there's an element of some festivity, perhaps we'd be contradicting the atmosphere. That would be the svarim. What do you say? It could be very relevant if somebody's unable to go, let's say on Yahrzeit. Yahrzeit is in the middle of midweek, and he just can't make it on the actual Yahrzeit to go to the Beis Olam. And the Sunday before, for instance, would be the most convenient day they can go be Yishuv Hadas to the Beis Olam. But it happens to be Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, can one go Rosh Chodesh to the Beis HaKvaros? If it is Yahrzeit, if it's not exactly the Yahrzeit, what do you say? Correct. He's not mekoinein. He's not metapeach. He's not Yeah, it's true. So you're saying that it should be okay because it's not specifically included in the issa. Okay, you're saying that better not. But if there is no other option, then one could. Yeah. Okay. It happens to be a machloikes. We've got Reb Shlomo Zalman, who says that it's permitted. He said it's perfectly fine. And the story is a bit to what you're suggesting, that we don't find any explicit issa. It doesn't say anywhere one is not allowed to go to the Beis HaKvaros. Therefore, he says that there's no room to invent such an issa if it doesn't exist. We don't find it. But other achronim, including the stipler, said that there is still, it's contrary to the atmosphere of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore one must refrain from going to Beis Olam Rosh Chodesh. So yes, it remains to be, it is a bit of a machlokes. Probably the consensus would be to what you are saying. I'm not sure if there's any particular minik. It would be interesting to ask Jonathan. Maybe we're going to ask him next year if there's any particular minik. But if assuming there is no particular minik, it probably makes sense to avoid it if one can. Okay. Simon Tov Chov Beis Seder Atfila VeHallel B'Rosh Chodesh, the order of the davening and Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Arvis VeShachis UMincha. For Ma'ariv, for Shachis, and for Mincha, Mispalel Yudches Bochus, he will say a regular Shmoyne Esre. However, he also needs to add, Ve'oy Me'yale V'yovoy, he also adds the Tfilah, the addition of Yale V'yovoy in Ritzei. Ve'im lo Yamoroy, what happens if he forgets this Yale V'yovoy? What's the halacha? Repeat. Always. Nomai, that's right. Ve'im lo Yamoroy, let's see this inside. If a person fails to say Yale V'yovoy, Be'arvis, by Ma'ariv, Ein Machzirin Oiso, he doesn't go back. Okay. Okay, we'll get there. Very good. And which place it is that he has to go back, that's discussed in Simon Reish Tadidale. But in principle, if he forgot, he doesn't go back at all. He doesn't repeat Shemon Esem. Bein Shosh Chodesh Yom Echot, whether Shosh Chodesh is one day, Bein Shem Shnei Yomim. Even if it is 2 days. Yes, even if you fail to recite Ya'alev Yov on the second hour of Shchodesh, you won't go back. Why? Because Kiddush HaChodesh is not connected to the night. Kiddush HaChodesh has no direct connection. You'll never be Mekadosh the Chodesh by night. Kiddush HaChodesh has to take place before night. And therefore, if a person forgets Ya'alev Yov by night, it is not Me'akev. But if a person failed to say Alev Yovoi, Shachis, or Mincha, now the halacha is, Machzir Noise, he'll go back. Ve'im, Koidim Sheishchil, Moidim. What happens if he remembers, Oi, Ve'ez, Rosh Chodesh, forgot Alev Yovoi? If it's before Moidim, Oi, Mebamokum Sheniska, he will recite it then, where he remembers. Ve'im Loi Niska, if he only remembers after he started Moedim, halach is as follows. If he remembers before he finished his Shmoyne Esre, he has to go to Ritzei. Rabbi said, this is really important. Some people will just go to Ya'alev Yovoi, and that's wrong. You don't just go to Ya'alev Yovoi, you have to go to Ritzei. So again, if you remember after Moedim, before completing Shmoneh Esrei, you go back to Ritzei. Ve'im lo nizkar sheyishlim tefilosoi, and if you forgot altogether, you forgot Ya'alev Yovoi completely, Chayzel Rosh, you'll go to the very beginning of Shemoyne Esa. So what happens if a person adds additional tefillas at the end of Shemoyne Esa? At the end, he adds tachnunim. Viniska ach sheshim tefillosoi, and he remembers that if God Tzial Yavoy, after he finished formally Shemoyne Esa, but kodim shiakur aglov, but before he stepped back, before he formally completed Shemoyne, before he stepped back, then chozer retzei, here again he's going to go to retzei. So before you stepped back, basically in brief, if you didn't step back yet, then you go back to retzei. Once you start the stepping back, you're going to have to go back to the beginning of Shemoyne Esa. Vimusofek imiskiroloi, that's a crucial halacha. What if he's just not sure anymore? Did I see Alev Yavo or not? Tells us a little bit about Shemoyne Esa, but yeah, so he just doesn't remember. Did I see Alev Yavo or not? Did I see Alev Yavo or not? Did I say it? What do you do then? You don't go back. Imusofek imiskirim lav, if he's unsure, if he forgot Alev Yavo or not, eino tzorech, so you don't go back. Vishliach tziba, what happens to a chazen? Sheshoch malaske b'shachis, forgot to say Yalev Yavo b'shachis, and Elzimen Kuf Chavov, that would be different. That's discussed in Kuf Chavov. Okay, there's quite a few points we've got to discuss over here. What would be the halacha? Person forgot to see Yalev Yavo. He's not Masupik. He knows he forgot Yalev Yavo, but he only chaps after Musaf. At the end of davening, he says, oh, one second. Oh, I completely, totally forgot to see Alev Yavoy. But in the meantime, I don't know how that, I mean, he is, there was Halel, there was Elaining, and there was Musaf. And after Musaf, he says, oh, hold on a sec. I know it's Rosh Chodesh, but I forgot to see Alev Yavoy. He just realized that he forgot. In the meantime, he said Halel and Elaining, and will that make a difference or not? Do you think it makes any difference? He's ready, he's filling it off, he's said Halal already, he's done Musaf, goes back, doesn't go back. He says, I'm sure I didn't say Yalev Yavoy, I'm sure I didn't say it.
Goes back.
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot and Dalet. Machzir inoy, so he goes back. Kosav ha-Knesset ha-Gedoylo, the Knesset ha-Gedoylo writes, the Dafka, this is only specifically, Peshinizka koidim she'ispal al Musaf. This is only specifically before he davened Musaf. Avol, but, imloy niska, if he doesn't remember how she'ispal al Musaf, he only chaps. And he realizes and he remembers, after davening Musaf, yotza b'dyevet, his yotza b'dyevet, p'mah she'hizkir, with what he mentioned, k'dushas ha'yoyim, the sanctity of the day, p'tfilas Musaf, in Musaf. Ve'ein tzorich, lachzoir, and he does not need to go back, but it's Balat Shachis and Davin Shachis. Like we are making with the Shliach Tzibo, just like a Shliach Tzibo doesn't go back because he's going to Davin Shemoyne Esa again. So Chazan doesn't go back if he forgot Yalev Yavoy because he's Davin Shemoyne Esa again. Similarly also, I don't know if you like the comparison, Binyamin, similarly also a person who's Davin Musaf already, He has already said Kedushas Hayoyim. The whole Musaf was a Rosh Chodesh Musaf. The whole Musaf was a Rosh Chodesh Musaf. He said everything that needs to be said. So don't make him go back for the Shemoyne Esa of Shachis. It's the wrong Shemoyne Esa, yeah. It's the wrong Shemoyne Esa. There is a Shailin Achoinim as to whether it's a wrong Shemoyne Esa if a person doesn't say Alev Yavoy. There's a discussion in Achronim. Is it that it's a wrong Shemoyne Esa, or is it that Be'etzim it's the right Shemoyne Esa, but he's got to add something, and if he doesn't add that, it's Ma'akev. So your question will only be a question according to one of the two studies, because if in reality it's a Shemoyne Esa, but he forgot to say something which is Ma'akev, then you can understand that he doesn't have to go back because he's Dav Musaf already. So Halach the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, Halach LeMaaseh, he decides the following. If a person davens b'yechidus, he should not go back if he's dav musaf. But the Shura Bracha disagrees in the name of the Rashba, and he writes the b'yechidus. No. even an individual, a person, daven, he should still go back and daven shachris after having daven musaf. V'chiniskim b'sefer mo'evikzir, that's what the Yavetz writes in mo'evikzir, and of the custom, v'kol mo'okim v'shum sofek, yasne yimeni chav me'ispalu b'teres nedova. Mishtabur says you should make a tnai. You should say as follows. You should say that if I'm obligated to say shachris again, then this shall be my shachris. And he resets the Shemoneh Esrei again with Yalev Yovel. If, however, I'm not obligated to say shachris again, then this shall be a tefillah nedova. It's been an extra Shemoneh Esrei, extra tefillah. Normally we don't say extra Shemoneh Esrei for the fun of it. But when there's a chiddush, then we do. When is a so here there's a chiddush. He says Yalev Yovel. So he makes that condition. So he said, so like this, your yoytzak according to all the days. Ochening shehoyom ispal gimel rishon is aldas ispal musaf niska shalom ayal. Okay, let's keep this for now. But that's what the Mishnah will pass on zalach lemaisa. So Rabbi say again, if a person forgets by shachis yalev yovel, the halacha is if he realizes it before halal, he realizes it. The halacha is he. He certainly should daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Absolutely. If he remembers after davening, he said, oh, one second, I didn't say Yalev Yovel. That was, he's daven Musaf already. So we have got a machloikus. And some say, you don't go back to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. And some say you do. The Mishnah Berurah gives a suggestion, which is a bit of a chumrah. He says, you should daven it again, and you should make it a tonight condition, a conditional Shemoneh Esrei. He says, okay, if I'm obligated, then this shall be my obligation. If I'm not obligated to say Shemoneh Esrei again, then it's going to be a tefillah nedava. I don't know what the minhag is. I suspect the minhag is to be that the people are machmir, and don't say Shemoneh Esrei again. I have a feeling that's, I don't know. Anybody has got any knowledge on that? I don't know. What do you think? What do people do? They do say Shemoneh Esrei again, don't say Shemoneh Esrei again. It's not so common, because nobody people would realize. No, the latest... Then you're going to do it, Philip. Then you can't daven anymore. If it's too late, you can't daven mincha anymore. I say, what do you do about the Yalev Yovel? Yeah. Oh, that's what we'll discuss later. So, yeah. We'll discuss that, yeah. Yeah, if it's after 7 months, don't talk about it. You obviously don't. You can't. You can't. After 7 months, you can't. There is a bit of a discussion over here with regards to the Ramah. The Ramah says that if you're unsure, what's the halacha? If you're not sure anymore, you said Yalev Yovel, what do you do? If you're unsure, you don't go back. Now, there is a bit of a discussion over here. Is that also talking about somebody who davens with a siddur? So, someone to say that if a person davens with a siddur, and he's pretty sure that he didn't say, he's misupik if he didn't say it, then someone to make a distinction. I don't know, what do you think about it? Do you think that what do you think? Somebody davens by heart or davens with a siddur? Do you think there should be any difference?
He would have said with the siddur.
He would have said with the siddur. More likely that he said it if he. Unless he's daydreaming. You think that somebody that says it with a siddur is more likely to say it? Right. And somebody who said it by heart is more likely to forgot it? No, Lav Dafka? Why would you, what do you say?
By Yom Noraim they say this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I understand, because the words are so different. Yeah. Just you have to add something in.
And therefore you're saying
it's
that...
It's easy to forget.
Even with that, yeah. There is some... Some Achayim want to suggest, but the Maisa, Einon Elamasha Ramah Kosav, the Ramah tells us, the Ramah is telling outright that if somebody forgot, he's not sure if he said it or not, he won't go back. There is a bit of a discussion, well, here it won't be relevant, but at some post you want to differentiate when the suffix comes into your mind. So there is people that always like, that. Oh, I'm not. There is people that always like, if you ask them in the afternoon, did I say Yalev Yovel? So I'm not sure anymore. Well, I don't know why. I said, probably. I don't know. But if you ask them a minute after Shemoneh Esrei, they say, yeah, yeah. So there is a difference. There's naturally a difference. If a person says, you know, if the suffix, when does the suffix start? Was it immediately after Shmoneh Esrei? Then there's more chashash that you probably didn't say it. And if the chashash is like an hour later, there's certainly more tzad that you actually did say it. So the question is, does the Ramo even include a chashash which happens straight after Shmoneh Esrei? So, oh, wow, I don't even know if I said it or not. But here again, Lemaisa, the Ramo says, by any suffix, you don't go back. Yeah. Yeah, that's Mishnah Berurah's question in Sifkot Niud. He says that surely there's no chazaka. Surely there's no chazaka. That's the Mishnah Berurah's word in Sifkot Niud. Surely there's no chazaka. Surely you have no chazaka that you said it. He says certainly, probably can assume that you daven like every day without Yalev Yov if you're in Sofek. Lemaisa. Pardon? Nevertheless, it's not. You don't have a proper chazok like Shloshim Yoim. Normally, we find by Saint Talamot, you find Shloshim Yoim. So the Mishnah Berurah, he has that tzad. He wants to be mechalek over here. He said that could it be that during Shmoneh Esrei you were thinking about it, perhaps you didn't think about it at all? Called zeim asofik nofalo lachazman, avon nitzoyer lo asofik miyad achat fil yesh lo lachzoy. The Mishnah Berurah has a tzad that if you mamash after Shmoneh Esrei, mamash straight after Shmoneh Esrei, that's when you think that perhaps you didn't say it. The Mishnah Berurah has got a tzad that maybe you have to go back. Because you can assume that there's a chazok that he didn't say it. So very much in line with... Here's the last words of the Mishnah Berurah. Ach kol zei masofik nofalo ilach hazman. Aval im nisoir lo asofik miyad achra tfila. If you're mamash mesupik straight after tfila yesh lelach, so perhaps you have to go back. He should go back in damash mana esah. I'm not sure. It's hard to know. I have a poshta itzer, but I don't know what you... How do you mind yourselves of Yalev Yovayim? Or you'd never have such a problem? Pardon? You always have a problem? Okay, so... Rosh Chodesh Tai. Yeah, it's a good idea. Pardon? Full page. I tell you, it sounds so silly, but that's what we... You know, what you hear when you're in school, that's the things that... Yeah. So some people, they put a tissue at the page of Yalev Yovoy, or they fold over the page, and it helps... Okay, that by the banging, or you just by the Rosh Chodeshim, when we say by the Kabbonas, or by the clap out, you put something in the page of Yalev, or maybe you fold over the page, put a tissue, and you do something like that, and then it does the trick. I can tell you that. It's funny, just the things that you're told when you're in primary school, and these things sometimes stick in your mind. It really does the trick. Yeah, I can vouch for that. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, just to summarize what we learned this evening. We started off mentioning in Shaar Tzion with regards to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If a person didn't add a food for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he can still add it for Malav D'Malka. Then we moved on to the various levels of wailing for somebody's mace on Rosh Chodesh. We learned that prior to the Kvura, the ladies are allowed to be ma'anois and to be mitapeach. After kvur, nothing is permitted. Because it is Rosh Chodesh, Shulchan Aruch speaks about tzedek al din and kaddish, and Ramah says nothing is permitted. Moving on to Tov Chof Aleph, the halacha was that one says, Uvashe Chodsheichem as printed in Sidurim before Psuk de Zimra. Minig Asfar is not to add that because they say it by leaning. In Simon Tov Chof Beis, we discussed what happens with regards to Yalev Yovo. We said this halacha of saying Yalev Yovo in Shmoneh Esrei. Person doesn't say it by Ma'ariv, he doesn't go back. Person doesn't say it by Shachris and Minchi, does go back. We learned the various stages. If you forgot it after Moedim, you go back to Ratzei. If you forget it before you step back, then you go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Then we learned that. Then we learned of Sofik. If a person is Mesupik, he is not sure anymore if he did say Ratzei or not. If he said Yalev Yov or not, and the halacha is, he doesn't go back. The Mishnah Berurah wants to suggest, in line with what you were saying, perhaps, if he he's Mesupik straight after Shmoneh Esrei, perhaps there's a reason to assume that he should go back to the beginning of, should go back because he was to Sofik Nofal Beliba so quickly. Finally, we also discussed the halacha of somebody who davened Shachris and Halal and Musaf, and only after Musaf he realizes. And here we discuss that there is a strong tzad to say that it doesn't go back to say Shmoneh Esrei after Musaf. Okay, well, good evening and good Shabbos.